DA in the Northern Cape had launched a campaign to support SMMEs who continue to struggle to get their money from the provincial government. The provincial government might talk a good talk on paying suppliers in 30 days, but it still does not walk the walk. I've received recently information about ongoing non-payment of a supply of PPEs from Colesberg. The supplier delivered essential sanitizers and cleaning materials to Richmond Hospital, the Mani De Pietro Hospital and Umso High School. Without these necessities, none of these institutions could have delivered critical services to the public. But although he delivered the goods, he is now waiting for more than 120 days for the payment of more than 132,000 rand. The Richmond Hospital had not paid a single cent in more than 4 months. The Umso High School owes 95% of its payment for more than 120 days. And likewise, just over 30% owed to the supplier by the Mani De Pietro Hospital is outstanding for more than 4 months. The remaining 69% is owed for more than 2 months. These payment periods are far beyond the limits set by government, set by ordinary business practice, and set by common decency. It is never fair for SMMEs to carry the financial burdens of any provincial department. And if you look at the current economic crisis in our country, it is no exaggeration to say that SMMEs will collapse and our provincial economy will be ruined if government does not pay its bills.